Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It's 3:15 on Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2014. That's in the afternoon. And I'm currently gloss painting my hallway. Five door frames, five doors, God knows how many feet of skirting board. Shed loads of banisters and stuff to paint. anyway, it's been a while since I did an audio boom. I think it's probably not since last week when I was away in the Peak District, I think. Something like that. I've kind of, have I lost my mojo? I kind of probably have, but not for any reason other than I'm just busy doing other things and I'm about to sneeze. So please excuse me, I'm going to pause you. And we're back in the room, sorry about that. Cool, blimey. Nearly blew me brains out. It was only a little sneeze then. Anyway, yes, so I haven't booed for a while, but I've just been with having both the kids at home and the missus at home. My normal sort of routine of having an earbud in while I go around doing the housework and stuff just hasn't really happened. We've been sort of busy doing other things, so I haven't been listening to any audio booze. I am way behind. And I'm going to have to admit defeat, and I am going to have to cherry pick. I was determined I wasn't going to, but I looked at my playlist yesterday afternoon and I had 95 audio boos going back to like the 9th of August or something like that. There's just no way I'm going to get them all in. So I'm going to have to cherry pick, unfortunately. So apologies if I don't listen to some of your audio. I really didn't want to do it, and I've been trying my best to avoid it, but it is sadly unavoidable. I'm never going to get through it, because obviously the time I'm spending, I'm just building up more and more. I'm never getting to clear them out. So I'm having to pick out the ripest low hanging fruit, because yes, I don't want to do the whole sort of mark all inboxes red kind of thing, but I'm going to have to come pretty close to that, I think, in order to get back on track. But anyway. What have I been up to? The audio booze I have been listening to have been quite interesting. Nasty Neighbours, Noisy Neighbours, Adrian with his Noisy Neighbours washing machine. Oh, bloody. Sorry about that. Time to go and pick the bairn up from school. Noisy Neighbours with their washing machine next door. That sounds awful. I'm assuming the noise to me sounded like a pump over the thing. But if it's going like that solid for 2 hours, I don't think it can be a pump. I guess it must be the bearings. But if they're that loud, they must be absolutely shot to smithereens. So it's really only a question of time. If it's that loud, it's going to go into a spin, and eventually the whole blinking drum's going to collapse. So they'll come off worse, mate, if that's the case, because it was hard to tell by the sound, because like I say, it did sound like a pump at first. But then when you said it goes constant for 2 hours, the pump only runs for like sort of 3 or 4 times throughout the cycle, maybe. Certainly not constantly, you know. So they'll come off worse. If they don't get it sorted, the whole thing will just collapse, and it'll just go clank, bang, clank, bang, clank. And in extreme circumstances, it could collapse completely, shatter the drum to smithereens, explode the side of their washing machine, throw about 14 kilos of concrete, which is suspended on the drum, into the ether, smashing their worktops and fridge and cooker and whatever else is next to the machine. So, hey, he who laughs last and all that, mate. And then, obviously, Sassy Cat getting a blooming kitten stolen. Blooming neighbours, man. Blooming neighbours. I'll tell you the other thing, actually, on the subject of neighbours. Going back to my... Another part of the reason, I think, why I haven't sort of been so keen to kind of record any audio. Going back to my Audio is King audio boo / blog post. I mentioned it there that it's quite... I find it quite cathartic. Just doing this kind of daily thoughts or, you know, daily update kind of thing. And as I've kind of probably mentioned and touched on in the past, I suffer from a very stress, anxiety, depression, whatever you want to call it, manifest itself in sort of different ways. And which also brings me on to Roger's boo as well, who was talking about that. But yes, anyway, back to my point before I get sidetracked again. The one of the main catalysts for that problem at the minute is my neighbours. Well, I've mentioned before, they're just awful people. I can't say too much because it's in the hands of the police. There's a ongoing thing, and I can't really. So I've got to be careful. I can't say too much because obviously it's in a public forum. But they were away for about 2.5 weeks. Obviously school holidays. So we had 2.5 weeks where they just didn't even register on my radar, and I've just kind of been able to sort of relax a bit, you know. They're back now, but to be fair, since they've come back, we haven't had really many problems with them. Certainly not like it was before. So, you know, I think that's probably part of it. I haven't had that kind of pressure and stress that's normally been on top of me in such a way. And plus, because I've been out and about and stuff during the day, so I maybe haven't sort of, you know, had to kind of face the consequences of them being there as much, I would suppose. So I don't think I've kind of needed that sort of vent, that outlet that Audio Boo does sort of give me, you know. Because it's been sort of, you know, channeled away into other areas, you know. We haven't been on holiday or anything, but we've been sort of out and about here, there, doing all kinds of family-ish type things, you know. So I guess that's possibly why as well, you know, I've not had that sort of urge to kind of, you know, even just do a quick 5 minutes at the end of the day or whatever. Not that I ever do 5 minutes. I've got to fill 10 minutes, haven't I? So yeah, I wonder. I think it just occurred to me last night. That's possibly why, as well. You know, I've not felt the need to kind of to have to vent and just get stuff out there. Not that I really talk about them much, but it just kind of helps sometimes to kind of distract myself and talk about other things in my day, or other things that are going on and other conversations, just to kind of get away from that overhanging cloud that's just sort of sits there over me all the time, you know. So there you go. And yes, I just heard Roger's audio boot about depression relating to Robin Williams and the comments that have been made to his family and all that malarkey. A friend of mine said something about this on Facebook as well the other day, and it's one of those things to me that I really don't think, as much as anybody will kind of nod and smile at you pleasantly, I don't think anybody understands depression until they've been there and actually had to live with it themselves. It's a really hard thing to kind of describe and put into words. It's a difficult thing, but it's also really difficult to live with. And no matter what's going on around you, if you're in that zone, you're in that zone, and there's nothing you can do to get out of it. Well, there is, because I've worked out ways over the last 20 years of kind of dealing with it. But it is just dealing with it. It's coping rather than, you're not curing anything, you're not making anything go away, you are just coping. And like Rog says, I'm a long way from Robin Williams' as a predicament, but I can fully understand how it goes that way, you know. It's not a nice thing, and still very, very much stigmatized and unfortunately not very well understood. But hey, on to happier things. It's Tuesday today, Wednesday tomorrow. You could have worked that out for yourself, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure, as long as the weather forecast is true and accurate, I'm probably going to take my little boy out for his first wild camp tomorrow night. I'm going to take him up in the Peak District. He's mad for it. He's itching to go. So I'm really hoping that the weather stays decent. I don't want to drag him out in filth because, you know, it just won't be very pleasant for him. As much as I love it, I've got to remember he's only 7. He's probably not got the same enthusiasm for bad weather as I have. So as long as it's decent, that should be a good night tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it, lads. So there you go. I've probably got lots more to tell you, but I'll catch up over the next couple of days, hopefully. I'm off to listen to some more audio booze now, and I'll catch you all in a bit. Take care now. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.